Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Jonathan Fisk, and for the last bit of this hour, we got a special guest on the line with us, Pastor Matthew Whitefelt, Director of Christ Academy and a Mission Counselor at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to talk about, well, Christ Academy to begin with, this thing that he gets to be in charge of, but more than that, what the purpose of Christ Academy ultimately is about one of the maybe most underrated tasks that exists in the church today. We think about the good works we ought to do, and it's such a necessary good work, is the formation of pastors. The Bible teaches us that pastors are necessary. They aren't something we made up. Jesus instituted this thing called the office of the holy ministry, and the church really can't exist without it. It doesn't mean the church can't exist without the personality of your pastor. It's not about the persons of pastors or if pastors are better. It's about these keys that need to be exercised in the congregation for the sake of our life together. So we'll talk about that with, again, Pastor Matthew Whitefelt, Director of Christ Academy and a Mission Counselor at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Welcome, Pastor Whitefelt. Did I get your name right?
Whitefelt, actually. No, that's okay. That's okay, Jonathan. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just glad to be on the radio with you this morning. So thank you very much. And to be able to talk about our Christ Academy programs is, we're very proud of that here at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne.
Now, is Whitefelt, is that German for wheat field?
We like to think so, but actually, we don't quite know what it means. So, when I joking around with folks, I always say it does mean Wheatfeld auf Deutsch.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, so Christ Academy. I mean, people know there's a seminary in Fort Wayne. They know that there's one in St. Louis. We got these two major seminaries where all our pastors get trained. So, what's this Christ Academy thing kind of going on under the surface over there?
Yeah, so our Christ Academy is a program that's been going on for the last 15, 16 years, and it's a program that we are very, very proud of here at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. We bring young men onto campus for 2 weeks to sit at the feet of our professors, to worship with us in chapel, to really be engaged with one another, to meet brothers in Christ who are also interested either in potentially becoming pastors down the road and or more interested in studying theology. This is a two-week-long summer academy. It's not a camp. It's an academy because you're sitting in on classes, learning from our professors for high school aged guys. So from those who are just getting ready to go into high school, just confirmed eighth graders going into high school the next year, or guys who are all the way to guys finishing up then their senior year of high school as well, going into college. Those years, we'd love to have whomever just come check us out, see what seminary life is all about. Like, as you said, seminary is important, and our church is blessed with two fantastic seminaries, and we are one of them in Fort Wayne, where we train men for the pastoral office as well as women for the office of deaconess ministry as well. So I touched on the Christ Academy aspect. We actually have three total aspects to our program. We also have a one-week-long academy for ladies who are interested either in theology or in learning more about what it means to be a deaconess in serving in Christ Church as well, called Phoebe Academy. Phoebe is one of the first deaconesses, those ladies who serve in acts of mercy in Holy Scripture, and it will overlap with the first week of our Christ Academy. And then the third part of the aspect is we host a college academy in the fall as well, for both Christ Academy guys and Phoebe Academy gals who are interested, who are even closer to coming to seminary within the next 4 years at most. And just to give them another taste of what seminary is all about, and especially to then be incorporated into our community as well as then meet fellow future church workers, either pastors or deaconesses as well.
And you mentioned a couple things there about the revolution between worship life, digging into the Word of God and its meaning, and getting to know brothers and sisters in Christ, what we might call the mutual consolation of the brethren, which is such a key part about forming pastors. But before we move there, I want to go there, but tell us, is it at the same time every year?
It is at the same time. All of our academies are at the same time every year. We're the third and fourth week of June for the Guys Academy for Christ Academy, and it's the third week of June for Gals. So this year it's going to be June 18th through July 1st for the guys, and then June 18th through June 25th. For the ladies. And our applications for our program are going to be put up on our website here in the next couple of days. So please come check out our website at ctsfw.edu, and then go to our events page, and it has all of the necessary information that you might need in order to get signed up for these academies this summer. So it's January. Folks are probably starting to begin to make summer plans, so it's a good time now to begin to think about that.
So let's get that website again. It's CTSFW, and if you're having trouble with that, just think Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, right? CTSFW.edu. It's a common way to end a website for an educational thing, so education. So Concordia...
Exactly.
Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne Education. That's your website. Look at the events page. In a couple of weeks, they'll be able to apply. Now, the other quick question here is, I imagine there's a cost involved?
Yes, there is a cost. So for the guys, the cost for the two-week-long, this is a steal, at $600 for 2 weeks. That covers your tuition, your room, your board, and all of your activities throughout the 2 weeks. And we do some fun activities as well, such as we go to a local minor league baseball game here in Fort Wayne, as well as we'll be going to a water park as well over one of the weekends that we have our guys here. The ladies academy is $400 for the 1 week. And again, that covers room, board, food, and all of the activities that we will be doing over that 1 week. So it really, I mean, compared to other programs throughout Synod, and especially in the secular world, this is a steal of a program to be able to be a part of for a week with or 2 weeks.
I mean, parents, you just got to think about this, right? I mean, where else are you going to be able to unload that boy for 2 full weeks for $600? I mean, think of all the freedom you would have, all the cleaning you wouldn't have to do. It is, like he says, a steal. All right, so pastoral formation here with about 5 minutes to go. One of the things that struck me as special about Fort Wayne as a seminary, I'm not a graduate of there, is the kind of hybrid relationship the chapel has with the campus, and the way that the worship is really part of the education there. And I know St. Louis they do this too, but it seems like, man, it struck me personally. It really became something that I wanted more of. Can you just talk about how the belief that you aren't just going to get book knowledge, right? You're not leaving the church for 4 years when you go to seminary.
Exactly. You're not leaving the church. You're not leaving our Lord, who gives himself to us through word and sacrament for 4 years just to be have a bunch of knowledge packed into your head. You are being formed as a servant in Christ through the classroom, yes, through our community, yes, as well, but especially through the worship life that we have here at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. The chapel is the center of our life together as a community here at Fort Wayne. It is really an integral part to the whole of our curriculum as well. Our students go to chapel regularly. Our students are able to attend chapel, not just at our 10 o'clock time, which is our big service for the day, but there are three other services throughout the day. We have a total of 16 chapel services here on campus throughout the school week. And it shows really how important that part of the formation is for us as a campus. You're able to check our chapel, our 10 o'clock chapel, out every day during the school week at our website, again, ctsfw.edu. Right on that front page, you'll be able to see the link at the top right corner for daily chapel. In fact, in the next couple of minutes, as soon as I get off the radio with you, Jonathan, I'm going to head over to chapel myself It's our communion service for the week. We're celebrating the baptism of our Lord. So it's a great joy to be able to celebrate that as well, to hear great preaching. My home pastor, Pastor Chad Smith from St. Paul's here in Fort Wayne, is preaching today and giving us the gifts, bringing us our Lord's body and blood. It's a great joy to be able to do that. So our faculty, staff, students, we all will be joining together here in a few minutes to receive our Lord's gifts. It really does show how central that is to our community.
It does. You're breaking my heart here. You know, we have a morning prayer service that streams every day at 9, and what you're going to do is you're going to steal them all today. They're all going to go listen to the chapel service at Fort Wayne, and we're going to see our numbers dip, and it's going to be all my fault. But
my apologies.
No, but seriously, there's something about having a live service stream that's of incredible value, and I think people can hear the zeal that you got right there. I don't want to sound like I was dissing my alma mater. It's been a long time since I've been there. In terms of living on campus and all, but the buy-in at Fort Wayne was what just struck me, that just everybody went. When I was in seminary, we went, but it wasn't like so central. And to be having that be something that you get to experience as a young man, as a high school kid, even if you never end up going to seminary, but to just kind of live that for 2 weeks is powerful. It's powerful. It's going to impact you. You're going to come back feeling, well, like you care about your faith because you've been fed every day, right? And not just once a week, every day, twice a day sometimes and more, as well as with the stuff in the classroom. We got about a minute and a half here left. Anything else you want to say about anything we talked about this morning?
Yeah, so in regards to our academy, our academy is primarily centered at focus or formation. Excuse me, the focus is formation, and it's forming not just guys who are interested and gals who are interested in possibly looking into the ministry, both pastoral and diaconal, but it is also for folks who eventually will choose not to to go off and do church work. But then what we're training them up to do is to be good, faithful laymen and women in their congregation. Our seminary is focused on not just training pastors and deaconesses, but also equipping the church with knowledge, with the ability to be able to serve Christ wherever they are to the best of their ability. So we want to be your seminary. Our catchphrase at our synod's convention was, "We are your seminary. We're here to serve, and we're here to take care of you." And if you're able to come and visit us, please come visit us here in Fort Wayne. We'd love to have you on campus to check us out, whether you are a prospective student or not, and just to see what we're all about, to be incorporated into our community, and even in that little while that you're here, just to be formed by our faculty, staff, and students within that community. So we'd love to have you come visit. So,
Again,
what I've got, Jonathan.
Website to check out in a couple of weeks, the ctsfw.edu, at the events page for information about how to apply to go to Christ Academy, a 2-week immersive for young men thinking about pastoral ministry or church work, young women as well, not necessarily buy-in in either. It's just a chance to meet other good Lutherans from across the country and get steeped in some word and sacrament with some good people. My guest, Pastor Matthew Wheatfelt, Director of Christ Academy at Concordia Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Remember, universe, our Lord is coming back soon. It may not be today, and it may not be tomorrow, but in either case, I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.